Welcome to the Bushy Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review. So what I decided to bring out, and which I had before, I had a Diovola, Nero Diovola. So if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I had a Nero Oro Diovola, Nero Diovola. So today I wanted to try a Villa Amoroso Nero Diovola. And this is that Sicily wine, and this grape is a little different. It kind of reminds me more of like the Spanish Tempranillo, or slightly towards the Sangiovese. So kind of have the bitterness, a little acidic on at turn. So I tried to say, oh, I got another one of these. So if I got another one, then what I'll do, I'll try it again. But this one is a Sicilian grape. They had their hands on this one. And this is one of the kind of the low cost wines that I normally get. It's like $10 to $12 again. So I'm trying not to go too lower than that. And I'm saving all my little expensive ones when I really got a taste for something. So this is what I'm kind of looking at in that way. So I decided to kind of break this one up. And as I break it up, it gave me a really good taste. So looking at this, you have the blackberries, you got the plums, some spices in that, and a smoky taste on top of that. So if you look at that, then that's what you're really getting back from this Diavolo, the Nero Diavolo. So let's get a little smell of this, and I can get you what I'm taking back from this. So you do get that slightly smoky. I'm not gonna say, oh yes, absolutely, it's the smokiness, just like they said. You get a slight smoke, and probably because it's probably on the low end side, it's probably not popping out like you normally would get either. But it's pretty good. It got some of the dark cherry, blackberry type smells, like they said. So it's a little similar to that, you know, just like the other one. It had those plums, blackberry, dark cherries. So you're getting that. So let me take a taste and then we can go from there and swell this up a little bit. Yeah, so not getting the plum. So when I taste plum, I get a lot of like bitterness, but this sweetness also with that, but not quite sweet, but that bitterness, fruitful taste. I'm not really getting that from that. I'm still getting more of the blackberries, dark cherries, things in that, man. I'm getting that type of flavors. I'm not really getting too much more than that. But pretty good, you know. So once again, when I'm getting something with like a tomato sauce or whatever, something that's highly acidic, I go for a lot of the Italian dishes. So if I'm hitting the Italian dishes, I like to go with a lot of Italian wines. You know, we haven't had a Chianti in a while, so I may get a Chianti Supremo, Superiore, and the different ones from that, because I've been drinking more so of the big time Sangiovese's as opposed to the Chiantes. But I want a smooth Chianti, so you know, having these type of wines gets me to kind of lean toward that. So look forward for a Chianti coming up soon. I may get that and have some lasagna, and then we'll do a review at the end of the week. But this one is pretty good. Not a high price point either, but really complimenting with the food pairing. So outside of that, I appreciate you stopping by, and hopefully we'll see you next week with a review of the Chianti that I may find, and we'll go from there. So thank you very much, and see you next time on Urban Wine Life.